Welcome to the social circle, where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm your host, Big Drink, and I'm here with the very beautiful, my most beautiful guest so far. And this is only the third episode. Words to describe her. Let's see. She's beautiful, of course. Sexy, an amazing mother. And
how much more are you gonna make me blush before you say my name?
I'm not finished. Well, damn, now you making me forget what I'm doing here. An amazing mother, an amazing friend. We grew up together. I talked a little bit about her last night in one of the two episodes, I forget.
Episode two, yes, sorry.
The one and only Carmen Santiago, my beautiful fiance.
What's up, bitches?
Check out her podcast, Carmen's Corner, right here on Anchor, Spotify, wherever the hell you listen to your podcast. I'm gonna start off with sports. Last night.
Start off with sports.
Yeah, you know me very well. The Red Sox completed the clean sweep against the New York Yankees last night in the Bronx by winning 6-5. As Xander Bogaerts waves bye bye to the Yankees after the clean sweep. Alex Verdugo had a monster home run to right field, as well as Marwin Gonzalez, who saved us when we were down 3-1 and knocks it out the park. Well, out the yard. It was a great game, and pitching was amazing. This is what I've been talking about. I think we're doing a lot better without Dave Dombrowski as our guy. You know, we're doing a lot better, and you know, we got Alex Cora back. This is gonna be our year, guys. I'm telling you, this is gonna be our year. But the Red Sox play tonight against the Miami Marlins. The makeup game for the May 30th game that was supposed to happen, but it unfortunately got rained out. The Boston Bruins play tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs, Round 2, against the New York Islanders, and this is a must-win for us. We win here, we win in New York, then no doubt in my mind we're going to win it at home. And we'll say bye-bye to the Islanders. They shouldn't have been in the playoffs in the first place. And they're going to regret it when the Bruins kick their ass tonight. So, switching gears here.
I'm
going to talk a little bit about, because I know you guys are, you know, probably wondering, how did me and Carmen meet?
Would you like me to talk? Because you stuttering up the ass.
No, I got this. I got this.
But you want to hand the microphone over?
She's busting my balls, and we're live. You're busting my balls, and we're live.
I do it even when we're
Yeah. Oh, look at you. About to drop the alcohol. So we met about 12 years ago at this after-school program that we used to go to. I'm not going to say the name. But it's right here in Southie. We grew up together. First time I met her, didn't give her the time of day because she used to annoy the hell out of me.
I was the annoying girl that would always say hi. In my definition, I was just being, you know, polite. But him being a hoe back then, it didn't matter.
Yo, I would be running to the basketball gym, right? To the basketball court in my basketball shorts.
Don't play basketball at all.
All right, fine. At the time, I sucked. But I would run down the hall, see her. She says hi. I say hi. I would run back. She, like 2 minutes later, she'll see me again and say hi again. And I'm just like, yo, how many times are you going to say hi to me today? You know?
Me growing up, and I can explain this now in front of you, I was always that one nice chick. I'm serious.
She was.
And growing up, was. That was like not even a defense mechanism. I was just that nice kid. Mm. And my thing was, I'm nice to people who aren't really nice to me. And I think that's being taken for granted. But you got to grow up sometime.
Hey, and she still is that nice chick. Yeah, that's why I love her. So, you know, fast forward. I had left. I had left Boston. I moved to New York for a couple years. No, I did not become a Yankee fan. I only did that to fit in and, you know, so I wouldn't get jumped for being from Boston.
So how long did you become a Yankees fan?
I had to become a Yankee fan for as long as I lived there.
No, you didn't. You could have simply still said you were the same kid from Boston. I'm a Red Sox fan. Fuck you and your mom.
Like, and within those 2 years, the New York had won two championships. The Yankees had won the World Series back in 2009. The New York Giants beat the Patriots once again, which broke my heart. But of course, I had to pretend to be a Giants fan. But at the same time, it really broke my heart that the Patriots lost another Super Bowl to the same team that they lost to. You know, a few years prior to that. But I'm living in New York. I come back. And when I came back, it was, I seen her. And that's when I found out, I come out of my backyard one day and I see her standing in front of this house. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell? You live next door to me? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
He wasn't expecting that plot twist.
But in my mind, I'm like, fuck, I can't get away from her. So fast forward, a few years later, I run into her at the train station. And I see her pushing a baby stroller. So I'm like, oh, hey, girl, is that your baby brother?
I felt so disrespected.
She goes, no, this is my son. I'm like, what? You had a kid? Like, what the... how long has it been that I haven't seen you?
It was a while back then.
Fast forward, I'm hanging out with her stepdad and I'm talking to him about that. And, he's like... I'm like, Carmen had a kid, bro. When did that happen? He goes, yo... Honestly, I wish it was you that gave her that kid. Because I know she likes you and I know you like her. I'm like, whoa.
Which I did, but at the time, if I told you, you wouldn't give me the time of day either way.
I was just ignoring the...
Just
drink. Nasty things.
Crazy shit.
What flavor is this? Green apple?
Apple tini. You don't like those. Put it down.
Lemon drop, yeah. I'll take the lemon drop.
Tastes good. We're not sponsoring this, but we're drinking vodka martini skinny freeze.
I don't know.
I'm already drunk.
I'm not, she is. So I haven't started. This is my first drink of the day. But anyways, so I guess she wasn't living with her mother anymore at the time. So last summer I run into her again. At first, I would see her son, and he would never learn my name. He just addressed me as Hey. Like, he would always call me Hey. Like, that's what he calls people when he doesn't know them.
It was so cute. But at the time, he really didn't know his letters, his alphabet. He's still learning. He knows how to count to 10, but
yeah. He's a beautiful 3-year-old.
Pain in my ass.
Yeah, mine too. But, so we run into each other again. She comes back. She just dropped the alcohol.
Don't tell everybody I'm sitting here just dropping shit. They don't need to know.
And, we're just kicking it and talking and, you know, eventually, she had brought up the conversation, like, you know, what if you and I dated? And at first I was like, you know, I don't know, because
he was still getting out of a bad relationship.
I was going through a bad breakup. But it was also, you know, the fact that you know, she's a mom. She's a mom. And, like, I'm not really ready to do the stepdaddy thing and whatever.
Let's just put it like this. He wasn't ready for all the baby crap. Now you dropping the drinks. God damn. But I'm clumsy.
So, you know, I was thinking about it until finally I was just like, fuck it, let's do it, you know, and,
literally the day he did it, like, most of our neighbors and our friends were outside, and he got on his knee as if he was about to propose to me. I'm like, what are you doing? And there's no ring, so I'm like, what the hell's happening?
Right.
He's like, would you be my girl? And I'm like, yes. Now, afterwards, after that, I still had to ask him if he was serious. Because he was having a few drinks that night.
She thought it was the alcohol talking. I can't.
No,
it was hilarious.
Bits and pieces, I thought
it was alcohol. So, you know, we're just enjoying it. 6 months later, I had asked her to marry me, and she said yes, of course. Because if she had said no, she wouldn't be in my podcast right now. and I did it the best way ever.
He did.
Yeah.
Even though he told me I had to get out of Austin,
I had gotten my taxes, and I said, you know, like, perfect, you know. I'm sitting on $3,000. Let me go to the jewelry store real quick. Well, at first, you know, before that, I was telling my friends and family, like, hey, you know, I'm gonna ask her to marry me. You know, I was telling her family too, and
of course he had cold feet.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, he just, you know, asked my mom out.
And her mom said yeah. So, you know, and, you know, I have yet to speak with her father yet, but,
he has,
you know,
frog legs.
I'm a little nervous to talk to her dad. I'm sorry.
What for?
I don't know.
My father is chill. Okay?
I know he is, but it's just like, now, I don't know. Like, when I got on the phone with him, when I got on the phone with him and talked to him, he sounded pissed off. Like, I could tell by the tone of his voice. He was like, okay. Like, I told him, I said, listen, I love your daughter. I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. And he was like, okay.
My father always sounds like that. It's not like he sounded, you know, pissed off.
So
he just has a funny way of showing emotions sometimes. He's the strong, silent type.
So, you know, but so anyways, the week I proposed to her, it was 2 days prior. I had, you know, set up a hotel reservation. We stayed at a hotel down the street from where we live.
It was nice.
It was a beautiful view. Beautiful view of Boston. You know, a nice room.
Pretty as Stormy's, you know, rooftop deck, which I still have yet to
go. Stormy's rooftop deck is gorgeous.
Holy shit,
that is nice. Yeah. I told her, I said, listen, pack some clothes, put it in the suitcase, and that's it. Don't ask me no questions. Just pack for 2 days.
No, at that point, I was a bit skeptical. I'm like, yeah, maybe we're going to a hotel, but I don't know what's going on. Because he's literally sitting there telling me, I don't care where you go, you just have to not be near the house. I'm like, what the fuck? So I went to go get my nails done. Never again will I spend this much fucking money on it. $115 on my nails and toes. Never again. That's like half. That was like half my wallet that day.
What the hell?
It does. I came back. Everybody said I looked nice, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, I was getting suspicious. Like, I wanted to know the location, the disclosed location of our fucking suitcase, which we had packed 3 days prior.
So,
one of our neighbors helped him bring it to the hotel. Yep. That I knew.
And yeah.
Aside from that, I really, no bullshit, I wanted to ask you, when we got there, should I close my eyes? But it's like, fuck it, we're already here.
Anyways, so I had the suitcase in the hotel, you know, the day of, and I'm just nervous as fuck. You know, like, this ring is burning a hole in my pocket.
Did you throw up? No.
I was just nervous. Like, my blood pressure was through the fucking roof. You know, my boys were trying to calm me down. They, you know, I took a couple shots and, you know, I drank a beer.
I knew you was trying to relax.
I wasn't drunk. No. That's the thing. I didn't get drunk, and I took like two shots and drank like three beers. I wasn't drunk. After I did what I did, absolutely, I got drunk. You know, I had bought a couple bottles of champagne, put it in the hotel room. I put rose petals all over the bed and on the floor. I tried to do it nice. Oh my god! So there's this mutual friend of ours, and we're in the hotel room, me, him, and one of our neighbors, and he's all like, you know, I'm like, you know, doing our initials on the bed with the rose petals. He goes, "Yo, what the fuck are you doing?" I go, I'm putting our initials. He's like, "Y'all initials, man, you might as well put a heart on that bitch." I'm like, "All right." So I go to put the heart on. He goes, "Man, scribble all that." And he just messes it all up. He goes, "Yo, just leave it like that. What are you doing, man?" Oh, listen, my god.
The night before we had to fucking leave, I did some shit. I'll talk about that in a minute. But it's like, the rose petals were a nice touch. I wish the fucking shower had, you know, a little platform for us to sit down. That ain't none of y'all business as to why I asked for that.
Oh my god. I'm gonna get sued.
Not.
So, you know, I set up the hotel, and you know, I'm still nervous as fuck. You know, my friends are all dressing me up. I was wearing this long black trench coat.
Which you shouldn't have that day, cause
it was hot. Yeah, it was pretty hot. And one of the fedora, that's what it's called, right?
Fedora.
A fedora. So I look like a fucking mobster. I'm just walking around looking like a mobster.
You look like a Dominican gangster. Fuck that. You trying to sit here and lie?
Anyways. No,
look like a drug dealer.
Oh my god. So. yeah. That's pretty much what I look like. Finally, you know, I ask her, "Hey, you ready? You know, meet me at the train station."
Mind you, I've been ready the whole fucking day.
I'm sorry I took long. I was nervous. I was trying to figure shit
it's
out.
Like, what the hell?
I was making a freaking... Listen, I was taking a big step. Like, this is a big step I took in my life, and this is my first time proposing. I want to make it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
and
probably
I did
why
that.
You're nervous trying to talk to my dad.
Hmm.
Your first time proposing to anybody, but we all get cold feet.
Hell,
you just
yeah.
Have to know how to do it.
So you know, fast forward, we met up, we went to this restaurant right next to the train station. It's called Purple Shell. I do recommend you guys check it out. Amazing.
Yeah, bomb seafood.
Yeah, bomb seafood, as she said. I had this sushi roll. I forget what it was. It was like Red Sox something. Something. I only got it because it said Red Sox on it. And I'm like, fuck it.
Typical,
I'll do that.
Fucking fan memorabilia.
She had gotten lobster. She wanted the twin lobsters, but I was not spending no $60 on twin lobsters. I'm sorry that I had to be cheap that day. But we were also going to the bar and having some drinks. So we get to the bar with two friends of ours, you know, I had them take pictures of us, and you know, we took a lot of pictures. I'll post the proposal video. Let me know in the comments if you want to see the proposal video. I'll definitely post that.
Dude, I would I have to do? I don't know how you.
I know how to do it. Okay. Well, I think you should be able to do it. Anyways, you know, I told my boy, hey, start recording, and you know, I played our song on the jukebox.
Now, if you go to my podcast, right, I simply explained this exact day because it was right after my birthday week.
Yep.
Like I said, time slowed down for a good couple of minutes. Give me the microphone. Taking all day.
Damn.
Right. Talking about all damn. I know the story too.
I know. You were there.
Right. Go ahead. Like I said in my podcast, time has slowed down for like a few fucking minutes. Say 10 minutes. Just about. Literally, he sits here and comes up to me. He gives me a kiss and he's like, I love you. I say the same thing. I love you too. He moves back, right? Gets on his knees, his arthritis, feeble knees. Mm-hmm. I bust his balls every day. And he sits here and says, Carmen, will you marry me? I legit say yes. Now, meanwhile, I'm crying because I did not expect this shit at all. It's like, what's going on? Because I did not expect this, but honestly, that was the best decision I made, as well as him. He's sitting there sweating bullets, and I could see it.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
What do you mean?
Shut up.
No.
This is my show.
So what?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Every time I talk about it, it just, oh, my God. Like,
he's crying, guys.
I'm not.
He's
I'm
just
not.
A big softy, that's all. Mm-hmm.
He's I'm, my not. Teddy. I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I am your teddy, but I'm not crying. No, like, I just love her a lot, you know? And this is who I want to be with for the rest of my life. I'm just I'm really glad that I made that decision. You know, no matter what our ups and downs, we're always gonna be sticking to each other. You know. So yeah. What's up, man? That's our story, really. Anyways, okay. Now that's over and done with. What is there to talk about? It's such a beautiful day out here in Boston. We're sitting on 95 degree weather. It might get higher. Who the hell knows? And I went on a couple bike rides today. You know, I bought a bike a few months ago. Cause you know, fuck getting a car, fuck getting my license. I ride all around Boston. I've ridden to, you know, outside of Boston. Hell, I took this bike all the way to East Boston not too long ago, and that was a hell of a ride. I'm a delivery driver, so you know. You know, a customer wanted food from the seaport area to East Boston.
Are you talking about your job now?
Yes. Yeah, oh my, here she goes again.
Well, I'm just saying. Everyone knows how Uber Eats is. Shit.
I'm going to kick you off my podcast right now.
No, you're
now.
Not. You love me that much. People think I'm funny. You need me.
Hey, I'm trying to get that summer body, you know. I want a six-pack. I miss when I had a six-pack. I haven't had a six-pack in 10 years.
I miss when I was the way I was when I was younger, too. But I was pregnant. And all my baby weight is still going away little by little.
Yeah, she's over here being sad because her belly's going away.
Listen, my belly is part of me. I'm a big girl. I like to eat. Love me and feed me. That is all I'm telling you. That is it.
And I do both.
Yes. Well...
Oh God! Oh my God! I can't believe that. I hope you guys didn't catch that. But anyways,
they grown ass people. I'm pretty sure they're gonna catch that. You're so creepy.
But, you know. But yeah, that's how we did it, you know. And I'm happy.
It was magical for me.
You know, she's
it was nervous like a fucking bulldog.
She's the Cinderella to my Prince Charming, you know. Although I could be a dick sometimes.
He can be an ass, but I still love him. We got shit to work out together. Hell that's what makes it work.
Absolutely. Teamwork makes the dream work, you know.
There's no I in team.
Hell no.
There's an I in stink hole.
Yeah. But yeah.
Our relationship's not that complicated. Yeah, we argue about petty shit half the time. Sometimes it's... gets crazy and hectic, and we both end up going to sleep angry, and that's something neither one of us want to do. But we learn something new every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, the more we learn, the more we'll understand.
Absolutely. To those who are just tuning in, this is the social circle. No, I'm just sweating. This is the social circle, while where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. Shush! Listen. I've been drinking. All right, stop.
We just started. Too. mean social, not shosho.
And if anybody out there wants to, you know, sponsor this podcast, please let me know. I would love to be sponsored. I want to get out there. You know, like I said last night, I've been on TV, I've been on newspapers, I've been on magazines, I've been...
on TV?
Yeah, I've been on radio shows.
I know none of this. Now I have to bust his ass.
She has to... okay.
Shit to talk about. All right. I never knew this.
But yeah, you know, I'm somewhat of a motivational speaker. You know, I talk to kids. I'm a part of a theater group. That's based out in Marshfield. And I've been part of that group for 7 years. And, you know, sometimes the cowboy has to ride off into the sunset. So maybe I won't be doing it much longer, you know.
Your goofy cliches.
You know, I've enjoyed what I do. You know, I talk to kids about... you know, just life and, you know, struggles and, you know, substance abuse and stuff. And, yeah, you know, I may sound like a hypocrite because, you know, I just said like 30 times that I'm over here drinking. But I'm just letting them know. Sometimes. Exactly. I just drink to be social, you know. I don't make it I said social.
Yo-sho.
I didn't say that. Stop. yeah, you know, spread the word about me, you know, spread the word about, yeah, let them know who I am. Fucking, you know, like I said, check out Carmen's Corner. On Anchor, Spotify.
Pretty soon he'll be on my podcast.
Wherever the hell it is. And yeah. I'm gonna be on an episode with her in a few. You know, I might as well get it out of the way. But yeah, this is what I do. And I'm happy for doing what I'm doing. So that's it for me. That's it for you. Got anything else to say? I don't know. No? All right. Well, Carmen, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
And thank you guys for listening. All right. This is Big Drink signing off. Later, guys.